Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, welcome in.
Welcome in, Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. It's a rainy Wednesday morning. I am dude number three, dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, is not with us yet. Hopefully, he'll be in a minute. And regular special guest dude, favorite son, native son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Ron, we're trying to sort out the... Well, we probably ought to wait for Mr. York, but...
Here he is.
Mr. York, you coming in? He'll probably be here. He'll tune in just a second. The election results, if I heard them right, I'm trying to find them on my, you know, on a website somewhere. But Mr. York, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
All right, you may know more about this than I do. I caught Tom Price talking about the results of the Maury County results of the election on the way in this morning. And if I heard him right, maybe about almost 10,000 people voted countywide in the election yesterday, or including early voting and absentee voting. Is that are you familiar with that as an election commission member?
Yeah, you know, we got somewhere around 71,853 registered voters in Maury County,
right?
And the total ballots cast for the primary election was like 92-42. 8,186 Republicans and 1,056 Democrats. So that was overall 12%, which is very challenging to a democracy when you have 12% of the people that's casting the vote. We've
right.
got to do something more to encourage people to get out and engage in their civic duty, you know. And
I agree, and I'm not making excuses. The only contested thing on the ballot was the 7th District Constable race.
Yeah. So you had a lot of Republican delegates that also was on the Republican ballot, you know.
Right. So
I do have the percentage breakdown for Maury County on that.
What's that?
On the Republican side, Trump got 81% of the vote, and Nikki Haley got 17. So,
but yeah, Nikki Haley got 1,387 votes. Trump got 6,077.
And I understand Joe Biden got 982 votes.
Let me come in tonight, midnight. Don't worry about Biden.
You think the Santa Fe, the Theta box isn't in yet, Ron?
Santa Fe hadn't reported yet, and they got 180,000 people voting out there.
980.
Biden won, hands down.
982 votes, and 1,000 and something Democrats. Miss York, if you can't get more Democrats, that's not good for the Democratic Party in
County. It's not good for any democracy when you don't have people that want to participate. You know, I don't know what reason. I think we need to do a better job getting information out. We need to use all branches of media. And I understand Christopher was up at the station, what, yesterday?
Yeah, he came by and we interviewed him. Nice. I'm about to say young man. He, of course, compared to me, is a very young man, but he's very much a grown man and seems quite competent, energized. He was, of course, as he said himself, I think this was his first rodeo, and as he only took the job like 3 months ago. And he was having a problem because he said, look, I got five staff members here at the Election Commission, and what they're really supposed to do is to be getting calls from the various precincts if the poll workers in a particular precinct have a problem or an issue or a question, then my staff's supposed to be fielding those questions from the precincts. But he said, we're overwhelmed with people calling, asking where to they should vote, what their precinct is. And so he asked to get on the radio and talk about, you know, there's a website. Secretary of State's got a website where you can look up, see where you vote. It's very simple to use. You just type in, you know, where you live. And so he asked us to get the word out that if you wanted to find out where you're supposed to vote, because yesterday, as opposed to the early voting, you vote at the election office, but this day of voting on election day, you've got to go to your precinct. For instance, Mary Susan and I vote at Kaleoka. And so you've got to go to your precinct. And so people were calling in going, what's my precinct? What's my precinct? Of course, the easiest way to find out what your precinct is, if you got your registration card, your wallet, like I do, it says Kaleoka on it.
You know? Or somewhere in your house where you put it away safely so you know where it's at.
Right.
But that was a big problem for him. He mentioned it to me yesterday, and I'd encouraged him to try to come on the radio before that, but that didn't happen. But anyway,
a lot of people didn't
understand or forgot or lost their information and were walking into Tradewinds yesterday asking, what's my precinct? Where do I go vote?
That's Tradewinds.
That's something we have to do prior to voting. Early voting is at Tradewinds. But
that's the election office out behind the hospital,
Yeah, out behind the hospital. But on election day, you have to go to your precinct. I don't know why people are not understanding that.
Well, maybe it's just been a while since they've voted on election day. I don't know. But
I mean, they were coming in late yesterday. You know, I was standing in the front and people were coming in asking, where do I go vote? I know. And some of them even acknowledged, I know I'm not voting here, but where do I go vote? You know?
Right. Well, like I said, the easiest way to figure it out is to look at your registration card. Mine says Kaleoka on it. And if you can't do that, you can go to the Secretary of State for Tennessee's website. I think just type in your address and it tells you where to go.
I'll call prior, you know, a week or so prior to early voting or election day and find out.
Right. Anyway, it was great.
Be prepared, you know. But the big thing that got me is the poultry turnout. And I know it wasn't much, but every election to me is an important election.
I understand.
And I try to vote in every one of them.
Yeah, I agree, Ms. York. And, you know, this was an election, like I said, that the only contested election on the entire ballot was Constable in the 7th District. And in that situation, it's hard to get people to vote. But certainly I agree with you on the importance of it, no matter what.
Delk, we're getting some breaking news that Nikki Haley is bowing out of the election. But they're saying she's not likely to endorse Donald Trump. So her political career as a Republican will officially be over with today.
Well, she wasn't a Republican.
Not necessarily.
As people that have voted Republican, I can assure you she's done.
For the MAGA group, that might be true.
You got other
people in the Republican Party other than MAGA.
That's who voted for her.
She'll be on The View within a couple of weeks or a couple of months.
Well, that's good. I'd love to have her on The View.
Yeah.
I'd love to have her on the three dudes here.
She's just another Bush Cheney warmonger, and that's all she is. John McCain warmonger. And speaking of warmongers,
you know, she started talking with her hands toward the end. That was really annoying to me. Everything she did so mechanically, her hands were moving like she's a mannequin or something. It was kind of weird.
Well, she lost
she picked that up from Trump. He used his hands. You know, he got that open his hands and finger gestures all the time.
Yeah.
She lost the Coke money and Americans for Prosperity. And that she can't recover from that. She can't go on.
Well, she never was going anywhere in the first place. She was a media.
Haley will be a formidable opponent in the future. I can tell you that, Clayton. You might outlive me, but she's going to be a formidable opponent.
The Republican Party is
MAGA
never,
is not MAGA is short term. It's not
going to
last.
The Republican Party is not going back to the Bush, Cheney, John McCain warmongering. We're just not.
Rod Chaffin, longest interview ever for a position on Morning Joe. She just had the longest interview ever from Morning Joe. She'll be on there probably. If you're willing to bash Trump, you hate Trump, there's room for you in the mainstream media. They'll have you on. They'll put Republican underneath your name, act like you hate the Republicans, you hate Trump, and they'll sit there. And Michael Steele, it happened to him over at MSNBC. It's happened to that. Was that Hispanic woman they always have on CNN? I don't know her name. I've been on panels with her. So then once they get mad, you know, at the party, they have you on. So you spew venom towards your party. So they just technically have a Republican on. They know what they're going to say. They're not going to say anything positive about the agenda.
Right.
You bash Michael Steele. That's the only station that would give him a job.
I don't know. Maybe,
I don't know. Station didn't even consider him.
Well, the thing that was, you know, little tidbits, take home tidbits. So in the Republican primary in D.C., now I know D.C. doesn't get a vote, but they still have a primary in D.C. And in the Republican primary in D.C., Nikki Haley overwhelmingly beat Donald Trump, something she did not do in any other state of the nation.
Vermont. Okay. She won in Vermont.
Maybe she won in Vermont, but that
50.2 to 49.
The state that sends Bernie Sanders to the Senate.
Yeah, and I'm not so worried about Vermont, but the fact that she won the Republican primary overwhelmingly in D.C. just further illustrates how broken and distant the city of Washington, the head of our government, is from the rest of this country. And I'm talking Republican and Democrat.
It shows how broken the GOP is.
Though. No, it shows how broken our government is.
Washington, D.C. does not want Donald Trump coming back to town. They got a honey hole there. Both Republicans and Democrats don't want Donald Trump to disrupt the apple cart.
He shouldn't go back to Washington.
Apparently the American Samoa does not like Joe Biden either.
No, I mean, but they only had 91 votes. 91 votes, Clayton.
Well, maybe they got away from the coconuts.
The rich guy got 91 votes. He's a multimillionaire, I think.
I don't even know who the guy's name is, but he defeated Biden last night in America.
And Biden got 982 votes in Murray County.
That's the Samoans are in the NFL down linemen.
But, you know, when Washington, D.C. Republicans vote overwhelmingly for Nikki Haley, when at the same time the rest of the country – the Republicans vote for Donald Trump overwhelmingly. That just shows the disconnect between the seat of our government, Republican and Democrat, and the rest of this country.
That is the fundamental fight
that we're in right now.
With Nikki Haley drawing 20 and 30% around the country, the GOP is in trouble.
Let me just say this. CNN did an exit poll on Haley voters. 85% of Haley voters gave an approval of Joe Biden, like very high approval.
A bunch of them.
So what does that tell you? That tells you most of them or a lot of them are Democrats, especially in the open primary states. So again,
Haley voters were responding to truth.
Haley voters are the same ones
who want truth. I'm not going to say she was 100% accurate, but a lot of truth.
Yeah, Miss York.
If
Colorado didn't keep them off the ballot there on that Confederate law, the 14th Amendment says the Confederates couldn't run for office. They got that law there, and then you got January 6th rioters or protesters sitting in solitary confinement over Sarbanes-Oxley law. Sarbanes-Oxley was meant for the investment industry to change that around. Somehow they got them on some antiquated Sarbanes-Oxley law. So I think we all need to worry about the willingness of the federal government, the deep state, to dig into some crazy laws way back in the 1860s to get people arrested.
Well, Ron, I will concede that I thought Colorado reacted a little quickly, but the Constitution and in the 14th Amendment does spell out. But anyway, the states have certain rights, but they can't overrule federal government rights.
You know,
I think the Supreme Court
in Colorado don't know that. Where do they go?
I think the courts rule properly. The Supreme Court rule properly so that the states don't overpower federal officials of federal law.
I think they did right.
Because he committed insurrection, a crime of which he's not even indicted for. He's not even accused.
Well, I mean, it was right in front of most people's eyes, and you say that it didn't happen.
Now, so, why hadn't he been charged?
You're going to say that no matter what.
He told everybody
he's in court right now.
Go protest peacefully? We told him to go to protest peacefully?
Yeah, that was it. All right, let's break. We're breaking.
Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost in construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia or call us at 931-580-4669.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Are you new to Maury County? We want to welcome you and your family. We are a local residential garbage service, and we want to be your garbage man. We've been around for over 30 years, so we have a reputation. Check us out at garbagemaninc.com or call Mike at 931-540-0919. You could also ask your neighbor. 931-540-0919.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tuohy from the Dr. Gill Center. Most chronic back problems are caused by compression from the disc becoming thinner and bulging as we get older. All we have to do is treat the disc by gently decompressing the spine. You may not have to rely on dangerous drugs, risky injections, and often unnecessary surgeries. If you are experiencing neck, back, hip, or leg pain, it's likely we can help you. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call me painfree.com or 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
With a view, it's a rainy, wet Wednesday morning. Hopefully going to clear up this afternoon. It's at least it's not bitter cold outside. Spring's here. This is spring rain we're getting, folks. My name's Elk Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And native son, favorite son of Columbia, 1977 graduate, Columbia Central High, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Great to have you, Ron.
Hey, Del.
Yeah.
I was talking to James Dallas last night, and he gave me a couple of tidbits of information, a couple of things that people need to be aware of.
Okay.
One, Democrats got to get out and vote.
Of course, now, James is the chair of the Maury County Democratic Party.
Yeah, he's chair of the Democratic Party. Right. Democrats got to get out and vote. And I wouldn't be one of those GOPers to pat yourself on the back too well, because Trump only got 500 more votes this primary than he got 4 years ago. So, you know, there is voter apathy in the GOP, and there's definitely voter apathy in the Democratic Party. So we got to do something to fix that.
Yeah, Democrats play. I need to do another voter drive. I'd basically do one out of Rose Hill Cemetery. Y'all need to set up a booth out there and get some more votes.
Well, that's what's happening. That's what's happening to the GOP. They're dying on the vine. I don't know how many has left Congress, right? Look like they're the quitters.
Thank God Mitch McConnell's done. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Schumer and Pelosi and all these other guys, when Biden would leave. You guys got...
That's the only legislators ever get anything done for the American people. You all have fake Biden investigations that was 5 years in the Trump's administration, and now it's 3 years in the Biden administration for stuff that you locked up the whistleblower for saying because he was lying and working with a Russian operative.
Sounds like the Russian investigation on Trump.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Russian. The only whistleblower I know of who's been prosecuted is the one who's testifying against the Bidens. That
Christopher Steele dossier.
Yeah, the Hunter Biden deal.
Christopher Steele.
It's not Christopher Steele. Okay. This is something new they all came up with. In the guy that y'all said had all the information about Biden taking pay from his son was lying, and he was connected to a Russian operative.
I think Hunter Biden just said
that. So take that and smoke it. Take that and smoke it.
Well, here's making stuff up.
Hunter Biden said he took a diamond from a Chinese guy who's actually a spy guy from China. He took diamonds and cash. That's pretty normal, he said, to get a diamond. He didn't know what happened to it. He gave his brother Jim. Jim may have lost it, he said. It would ring a little truer if this Chinese guy, you know, helping the Bidens out, his name is Cha-Ching.
What's his name? Get the $2 billion from Saudi Arabia?
You don't understand the difference in an investment that is...
Investment? He's never had an investment company in his life.
Yeah, his dad made a ton of money in apartments and other investments. You don't even know.
Apartments, not investments.
You don't know. What are apartments then?
What about the Treasury Secretary? He got a billion. Went and bought a resort in Mexico.
Okay, the basic facts are that... that Biden, through his Attorney General Garland, appointed a special prosecutor to look into Hunter Biden. And he whitewashed the case. First, the special prosecutor whitewashed the case against Hunter Biden, tried to get it put away on probation, and the judge wouldn't go along with it. But it doesn't look like it's going anywhere still. He whitewashed the case, and instead of investigating Hunter Biden as he was charged, he's now indicted one of the witnesses against Hunter Biden, the whistleblower.
Yeah, he was also trying to run out the statute of limitations on Hunter, too, right? So he'd get the least of the crimes potential.
Well, talk about a nest of snakes.
Weiss was appointed by Trump. Garland reaffirmed his appointment as a special prosecutor. Weiss was appointed by your buddy, your fear of Trump.
No, he came out of the state. It's not completely true. He basically, when you're in Delaware and you're all Democrats, there has to be a Delaware prosecutor or whatever. So whoever the Delaware senators are, put him up. Trump had to put him in. There really wasn't a lot of Republican options over there.
Can't find a Republican in Delaware.
Yeah, you can't find a Republican. So this is an acquiescence to the senators or whatever.
Trump appointed him.
Sure. Okay.
Blame Trump.
Nevertheless, he blatantly attempted to whitewash the case against Hunter and then indicted one of the witnesses against Hunter. So, yeah.
Because he was lying. They found out that he was lying. Lord. And he was working with a Russian operative.
I got a question for you, Ms. York. It's been widely reported in the New York Times and even MSNBC, CNN, all the liberal media, that Barack Obama got together with John Brennan, the director of the CIA, and the FISA court has so ruled that they illegally wiretapped Trump and some of his staff in the waning days of the Obama administration. So if Trump is inaugurated, can he not direct his attorney general to indict Obama?
We'll see.
Yeah.
Why didn't they really indict Christopher Steele, who lied about the Russian dossier to the FBI? They never indicted him. Weird.
You know what I'm concerned about? How the Supreme Court's going to rule on immunity. If they give Trump full immunity, that means Biden got a free rein to torch him.
And that means that Trump has a free rein to prosecute Obama once he's elected, and I hope he will.
If Trump gets full immunity, then Biden's going to torch him before he even goes anywhere.
Torch him for what?
That's how
for
you
all
do
the
things,
crimes he's committed.
But if he has full immunity.
That's how you do
Biden,
Mr. York.
Biden can do anything. You know, it goes back to that
Mr. York,
that's how you view government as a tool to get back at people. I mean, you guys view government as a
bludgeon.
You don't do that. Give me a break. Oh, Lord.
Look at
that's
your House of Representatives. What are they doing? Making up stuff, trying to get stuff on people. They're not governing.
Mr. York, I want you to tell me why Donald Trump, if elected, can't indict Obama for illegal wiretapping, which has been widely reported and the FISA court has found that it was illegal. So why can't he?
Based on your mega ideology, he probably will try something like that.
Okay.
But then Obama has immunity too. Obama would have immunity too because He was the president of the United States.
Bingo. Bingo.
There you go.
Now we know.
No, it hasn't been ruled yet, Bill. It hasn't been ruled yet.
So your view is only Trump. Your view is only Trump doesn't have immunity. All the other presidents do.
Yeah,
all other presidents weren't
Nixon for bombing Cambodia.
Other presidents weren't over.
Keep going.
Listen to you.
Bay of Pigs.
Who's the Fuhrer now? Who's the fascist now? Mr. York is.
Bay of Pigs was a government decision, Ron. It wasn't an individual decision.
Yes, it is. It goes to the president. Almost every major decision goes to the president.
The president's in charge, but it's a government decision.
Okay.
Was Vietnam was a government decision. It wasn't, may not have been the right decision, but it was a government decision.
Okay.
Based off a lie of the CIA of the Gulf of Tonkin. Nothing happened there.
But speaking of the CIA, Ron, and news that most of you south of Mount Pleasant won't understand, but Victoria Nuland, Undersecretary of State for Biden, has resigned. Victoria Nuland is a deranged neocon warmonger who nobody really disagrees that she's been trying in her role as Undersecretary of State for years now to, under Democratic administrations, to incite a war with Russia. She was the architect of the 2014 coup in Ukraine, which overthrew the existing government and put in Victoria Nuland's candidate to be president of Ukraine. And then after that, she set about putting 12 CIA stations in Ukraine opposed to Russia. She's the architect of all the money laundering going on in and out of Ukraine, billions and billions of dollars. She beats the drums of war, and she rejected a very reasonable compromise reached between Ukraine and Russia in the present conflict. She is deranged, warmonger, wants us to have a war with Russia. She's failed in that, and so she announced her resignation. I guarantee you, Victoria Nuland is headed for the closest country she can find that doesn't have an extradition treaty with the United States. The rats are leaving the ship.
So if she resigned, she resigned. Look at all the snitches that was in Trump's administration. All of them attorneys, about 14 of them said he did wrong, and now they're pleading for their only survival. So what about that?
He did wrong. Question the election results. He did wrong.
Ron, don't be so elementary. You know, no president in history has ever done what Trump has did. No president in history has ever done that.
Done what? What?
Tried to instigate an insurrection. Didn't want to leave office.
he told to protest peacefully.
Mr. York,
there's a video. I mean, there's a video.
He also told him to go up, let's go up and fight, and he was going with him and all that crap, too. So that's minutiae. I don't even deal with
Mr. York,
that.
On January 6th, 18th.
Bottom line, you had some people planning.
Say what you got to say.
Planning this all along. And the people involved in it have already testified that they did.
That he was trying to protest and check on the election results. Same thing Hillary Clinton did. She said it was what did Hillary call that election?
Hillary wasn't involved in this, Ron. Don't bring up Hillary. She's not involved in what Trump did.
Ron, bring up whatever you want.
Well, she did the same thing. Al Gore went down to Florida and held up the presidency being sworn in for 2 months as he, hanging chads down there.
The Supreme Court made an answer in 4 days.
Well, Mr. York, let Ron say what he's trying to say.
Just explain to me the difference between Hillary saying that it was a false election or it was a rigged election when she lost her deal, and then Al Gore goes down to Florida. It wasn't 4 days. It was 2 months, 2 or 3 months, and it took that hanging chad and the Supreme Court to chime in on that Florida Broward County thing. It wasn't that. And so Dershowitz, who went down there with him, said it's no different than what Trump did. Trump just questioned the results and asked some questions and, just made sure that it was legit. He was told by Giuliani and others that there was a, Dominion voting machine issue and all this other stuff. It didn't feel right. I mean, the gut was at midnight, a bunch of votes come in. And again, I've said a bunch of times, but I'll say it again. If they find out something's wrong, it's going to be these NGOs, these 2,000 mules, where they're mailing in ballots that they harvest. That's going to be the difference in major cities. That's going to be what they did if they did something. And I'm not as quite out there as Delk is with it in terms of, you know, I'm believing that it was necessarily rigged. I haven't seen 100% proof, but my gut is that something was fishy.
Well, your gut is wrong. You probably got ulcers in the gut because you listen to wrong stuff. Garbage in is garbage out.
Yeah. Well,
you cite Gore, that decision was adequate when he challenged the recount, and then it went to the Supreme Court.
And Al Franklin,
the Supreme Court in 4 days made a determination to stop the count, and he went on and allowed Bush to have the election. That was it. He didn't get a crowd of people. He didn't plan 3 or 4 months in advance on not leaving office or not trying to take
Bush
office.
Did not get a crowd of people to go to this. These were natural, organic protesters, many of which infiltrated by the FBI, we'll come to find out. Jack Smith's got some real issues there.
I don't want to hear that. I've listened to the guy who was an FBI agent that said he was involved in it, and it was false. That was false.
Okay, so how much you want to bet? We had a bunch of bets, none of which you'll make, but I'll bet you $1,000 there are FBI agents in that crowd.
It probably was FBI agents, but I bet you they didn't break glass windows.
What were they doing there, though?
They were observing, because there was observers.
Roy Epps, Ray Epps. All right, let's go.
They were observing, all right. Yeah, that's what they were doing. Dressed just like them. Dynasty.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Alert, alert! Columbia Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram has a huge announcement. We're expanding our service center to get you in and out quicker than ever. That's right, 5 new service bays to get your vehicle back on the road. Don't drive a Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. It doesn't matter. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes or models. More service, less time. Only at Columbia Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Family owned and operated.
You can count on us.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. When you think of diamonds, what do you think of? Rare, precious, timeless, sparkles like the sun. They are timeless and nothing like them on earth. Then do you think, where do I buy local to buy the perfect ring? Maybe a diamond pendant or earrings or maybe a new diamond band. Look no further. Tillis Jewelry carries all your diamond and jewelry needs. Stop by and see our wonderful collection. And remember, if you don't know your diamonds, know your jeweler. Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling like lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit HillerGoldenTicket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at HillerGoldenTicket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Hey, this is Jonathan Castile, a.k.a. John Boy, with John Boy's Handyman Service. One call and we'll handle it all. Truly means we'll handle it all. From pressure washing your house to doing remodeling, we're licensed, insured, and bonded. So rest assured, John Boy will handle it all. You can contact me at 931-242-7620 or my email, CastileJonathan10@gmail.com.
This is Debbie Matthews with the Nashville Realty Group, and if you've been paying attention, you know the housing market has been tough, but rates are beginning to thaw. So if you're thinking about selling, the time to jump in is getting better every day. But if you're thinking about buying, and those interest rates are still a little bit too high, a good agent knows how to negotiate interest rate buy-downs, and I'm a good agent. So call me, Debbie Matthews with Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224.
If you have Medicare and Medicaid, you may be able to get more help to cover your care and costs. A United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan can help you get more benefits than original Medicare. Whether you choose our online tools or over-the-phone support, United Healthcare will help you compare options so you can choose a plan with confidence. See if you qualify for a United Healthcare Dual Complete Plan. Call 855-UHC-MORE. That's 855-UHC-MORE. 855-UHC-MORE.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
This is Delk Kennedy, owner of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, operator of WKRM, historically 1340 AM, now 103.7 FM, and WKOM, 101.7 FM. We call ourselves Front Porch Radio, and I've said many times what that means. It means that we are working to connect this southern Middle Tennessee community, one listener, one relationship at a time. And let me elaborate on what that means. In this community, we will relentlessly promote jobs, commerce, business, industry, education, arts, green space, music, rivers, the great outdoors, healthcare, churches, charities, sports, and all the great people of Southern Middle Tennessee. Join us, help us, call us. Front Porch Radio, Delk Kennedy, thank you for listening.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. Rainy Wednesday morning. My name's Delk Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
And regular special guest dude, native son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning to you. Mr. York, you know, one of the premises of this show has been that Maury County is about one-third Democrat. This last yesterday's election doesn't bear that out. The numbers for Democrats are getting down in the 10 to 15% range in Maury County. Do you agree, disagree, or think that this election is not a gauge?
I don't think it's a gauge. I think people didn't think of the importance of the particular Democrats because we only had one person on the ballot. But I think it's something that we need to encourage to get people to vote Democrat or Republican. That's my point of view. I don't think Republicans, because we don't have a number of Democrats in the area, need to discount the citizens of this country. And that's what I see happening across the state. Because you all have a supermajority, legislators discount those members that are not of their party, and they pass these draconian laws. And the same thing can happen locally. But every person in this state, we are citizens, we live here, we pay taxes here, and they should be counted. But because you have a majority means that you can pass legislation, but you ought to pass legislation that's good for all the people, not this stuff that they passed, like in Alabama.
The Democrats have a one vote margin in the Senate, yet they vote to help out Republicans all the time, right?
They're voting for things that helps America, Ron.
Okay. So your view, everything Democrats vote for helps America. And when we're in majority, what we do is just is a threat to democracy. We're hurting people with it. Oh, it's terrible.
The infrastructure bill, the CHIPS bill, the cap in insulin at $35 a vial, just like the state of Tennessee just didn't do that. They didn't pass that legislation to cap insulin for people who are in a state. 300,000 people don't have insurance in this state. And they won't help them by cutting down our insulin. Insulin is a prime drug for people. Insulin is a prime drug.
Problem this year because they're protected by the federal government under the laws.
Insulin is a prime medication for people with diabetes. And Tennessee has a high incidence of diabetes. And we don't pass laws to help the poor people, but you expect them to go to work.
Pass laws to price all the goods and services to America. What if they don't have cars? You're going to pass laws they only sell cars for $8,000?
This is one item, Ron, that will help a number of people across the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, $8,000 car will help a lot of people, Mr. York. Maybe $7,000.
I'm not talking about luxuries. If we got a transit system in Nashville.
You got to get to work. Got to have a car.
Well, they can make arrangements.
How about food?
Car is not that important. If you're not living and you got bad...
30 cents a bottle. Y'all need to price that one. Y'all get some legislation going on that one.
So let's...
You are ridiculous when it comes to trying to take care of people, Ron. You have no understanding.
A car will take care of people.
Don't be ridiculous. You try to be a comedian and you're not doing a good job at it.
Interfering in it. Where's government been involved in pricing and interfering in the capital markets where it's been positive?
You think everything is a dollar.
You can't answer the question. Where has the government enhanced or made our life better by being involved in pricing goods and services?
By restricting prices and goods so that you don't gouge the hell out of people. Yeah, they have regulations to put caps on certain items. Biden is trying to put a cap on overcharging for credit cards. Rather than charging you $32 because you pay your credit card bill late, he's trying to cap it at $8. That's going to help a lot of people.
Who got all the Visa and MasterCard stock when it went public? It was the Pelosi's out there. Got a ton of them. Look, check it out. They got rich on Visa and MasterCard charging those fees.
Whoops. I mean, companies can make profit. They don't have to be ridiculous.
I got you. So y'all decide who gets profit, who doesn't. Y'all done such a good job of it because y'all also business-oriented. Really good at that.
Well, it looks like Trump did a lot when the farmers, he put all those tariffs on farmers, couldn't sell stuff to China, so he sent them checks.
I can agree with that. It can be inflationary. It's not good. Smoot Hartley, almost sent us into depression when they did it one time. That's not a good idea. Now, what his logic was, they had advantages. They were subsidizing solar panels, et cetera, and flooding our markets. I kind of get that a little bit, but I'm a free trader.
I know you're a free trader. You were in the market and you were Goldman Sachs. They got gigged I don't know how many times for malfeasance and doing wrong things. I hope you wasn't involved in that. But
name one, Miss York.
Oh, they got billed millions of dollars for inappropriate actions and business actions.
Yeah, I got you. I remember. You can't name one though.
Well, I can't remember all that. That's a couple of years ago.
It's like playing the NBA and not having a foul. You know, you play, you know, 15-year career in the NBA and not having a foul. I mean, they're going to be some fines against every corporation, be it DuPont or Monsanto there in Columbia or Farm Bureau down the road there. Farm Bureau, I'm sure they get a lot of complaints and probably pay judgment here and there, you know, something.
When Wells Fargo was setting up false accounts for folks, was that part of the regulations?
Well, I don't like Wells Fargo. Right. I think they should have done it.
Now we're off into false accounts at Wells Fargo. Miss York, try to let Ron respond and not talk over him.
Okay.
We want to hear what you got to say, though, definitely. We want to hear what you got to say.
Well, I think the fundamental thing where we differ is he thinks somehow government can just pick and choose where they're going to price things. It didn't work with the airline industry. They had fixed airline prices way back in the day. Now you can fly out Southwest for $300, $400, pretty much anywhere you want across the country. But there was price fixing, and Reagan, I think, was the one that just broke that up. I mean, you just can't have government pricing things, Mr. York. I mean, the problem is if insulin's high, it's only because a lobbyist for Pfizer and Eli Lilly or whatever paid their way with all the politicians, Democrat and Republican, and got that you know, that patent protection for longer than it should. If it goes generic, you'll find out that it drops a ton. I mean, I haven't gone and bought, you know, I don't use many pharmaceuticals, but what I do use, I bought generic. It costs $12 or $15.
Okay, but now let's hang on a minute here. What started all this is y'all got in a discussion about what evils the supermajority in Tennessee legislature of Republicans have or have not done. Miss York was asked an example, so he rolls out. He says, well, the supermajority has not adequately addressed the needs of approximately 300,000 diabetics in the state of Tennessee. Now, certainly that's something that is the role of the legislature to address. Basic public health and safety are the roles of state government. And those 300,000 diabetics should be of interest to the Tennessee state legislature, and their problems should be addressed. But we're a state of, what, 8 million people? So, you know, 300,000, it doesn't mean their problems shouldn't be addressed, but it's not the biggest problem we got in Tennessee. Second of all, Ms. York, you talk about capping the supply of the price of insulin, capping the price of late fees on credit cards. Neither you or I have any idea what that's going to do to the supply of insulin. Are the insulin makers just going to say, that's too low, we're going to quit making it? Are the credit card people going to say, we can't do this? This doesn't make business sense without these late fees. We're just going to either raise the interest rates or quit issuing them. You don't know the answers to those questions. I don't either.
Well, I'm just saying it's reasonable to say that these credit card companies shouldn't be gouging the heck out of people.
You don't know that it's a gouge.
Well, obviously, I think the government wouldn't be involved in it if they were doing normal standard practices.
Well, you don't know.
You work for AT&T.
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm saying.
You guys had a monopoly. You work for AT&T. You had a monopoly on phones for a long time. Did y'all gouge people on phones?
Yeah, and the government broke up that monopoly, Ron. The government broke up that monopoly. Yeah, that's why you have AT&T affordable service today.
Time Warner, which has cable division, Time Warner. It, you know, 95% of the country has one cable provider, and the prices go up more than double the inflation. Is that gouging?
We got two or three cable providers here in Columbia.
Okay. Well, it's rare. You're in the 5%.
You got the City of Columbia, you got Charter, you got Spectrum, you got a whole bunch of providers. When the government broke up AT&T after the lawsuit in 1946,
all right,
enabled.
And I got Starlink out of Glendale, Tennessee. Elon Musk, go.
Yeah. I mean, enable prices to be more affordable for cell phones, home phones, whatever. It didn't hurt me. I still had a job.
I know, but see, your determination of what gouging is you work for AT&T. I feel like AT&T gouged me for years.
All right, landline. All right, clock's out, guys. We can take it up tomorrow.